Just about a decade ago, Iran's supreme leader issued a fatwa, a religious edict, that nuclear weapons are a sin and Iran has no intention of acquiring them. Recently, President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reminded the world about Iran's religious commitment. But with the next round of Iranian nuclear talks scheduled to resume on Monday in Moscow, analysts say there are serious questions about the nature of the fatwa and whether it's as persuasive as the Iranians would like the world to think. Here's NPR's Mike Schuster.
As far as anyone knows, the fatwa was never written down. The first time Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, proclaimed that nuclear weapons were un-Islamic was in 2003. It was repeated numerous times since then, notes Mohammad Sahimi, who writes for the website Tehran Bureau.
Khamenei has been consistently saying, at least for the past 7 or 8 years, that production of a nuclear weapon is against Islamic teaching, and therefore Iran will never pursue such a path.
In the two rounds of international talks so far this year, Iran on one side, the U.S., Europe, Russia, and China on the other, Iranian officials have argued that the fatwa should persuade the world that Iran has no intention of acquiring nuclear weapons. But the fatwa, or any fatwa, is not inscribed in stone, says Mehdi Khalaji of the Washington Institute on Near East Policy.
Fatwa is changeable by nature, and the Shiite theology gives this freedom to be flexible and go for the most updated interpretation and circumstances.
Iran's supreme leader understands, says Mohammad Sahimi, that circumstances in the world are always changing and thus the necessity for fatwas to face scrutiny.
Once it is issued, it doesn't imply that it can never be changed. The conditions can change and therefore a new fatwa can be issued that would basically nullify the previous one regarding the same issue.
There are other concepts in Shiite Islam, lying to protect the life of Muslims or expediency to guard the interests of the state, that Iranian leaders could cite to reverse a fatwa. Both President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton have made reference to the nuclear fatwa. Mr. Obama sent a verbal message to Iran's supreme leader earlier this year that acknowledged it, and Clinton mentioned it earlier this month.
They've also made it clear in many statements, most recently in the fatwa that was issued by the supreme leader, that they don't seek nuclear weapons, that they have no such program.
Both the president and Clinton were obviously trying to use the supreme leader's words to make progress at the bargaining table, a smart approach, says Mehdi Khalaji.
It's very wise from the administration to raise the political cost of producing nuclear bombs.
In Khalaji's view, the Iranians' repeated references to the nuclear fatwa make it harder and harder for them to consider reversing course on the bomb. But Nader Hashemi, an Iran analyst at the University of Denver, cautions that the supreme leader is first and foremost a political leader. Despite the influence of religion in Iran, even if the fatwa cites religion as the basis for its authority.
One of the problems here is this assumption that Iranian foreign policy is somehow driven, motivated, and directed by a religious ideological agenda, thus elevating the importance of this fatwa as a way of understanding the inner workings of the Iranian regime.
Hashemi argues that just like all other political leaders around the world, the supreme leader's decisions and utterances are fundamentally political.
Iranian foreign policy, specifically on the nuclear question, is not motivated by religious ideology, but by reasons of state and by the desire of this regime to survive.
Diplomats should keep that in mind, Hashemi says, when they sit across the table from the Iranians once more next week in Moscow. Mike Schuster, NPR News.